In our previous year, we discussed the status of Mechalei Shabbos regarding being able to participate in Erev, being able to participate in Bittul Rishus. And we quoted that the Mishnah Berurah quotes the opinion of Rishonim that since the Mumrim only, that Mechalei Shabbos only do so because it was there. The minig that they saw by their parents and by their grandparents, the Beis Yosef's opinion and explaining the Rambam, therefore they're not considered mumrim, they're considered like tinuk shenishbas. The Mishnah Berurah, as we quoted in the Shaar HaTzion, brings many paiskim that disagree with the Beis Yosef, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah says that if somebody's mechal Shabbos b'faresya, even if he's not a first-generation violator, he's still considered a Mechal Shabbos. Furthermore, as we quoted the opinion of the Shaar HaTzion, if the entire purpose was to separate from people who are Mechal Shabbos, it doesn't really make a difference why they are Mechal Shabbos. The Chazon Ish in Or HaChaim, Simon Pei Zayin, Sifkot and Yudalid, defends the opinion of the Beis Yosef, and he says that not every person who is a Mechal Shabbos is automatically treated like an Akum. He says individuals whose parents have already not followed the ways of the Torah, and therefore they were brought up without a Torah education, they're considered full-fledged Yisraelim. The Chazon Ish says we have to judge each case separately. But those individuals who are Tinik Shanishbas, just didn't have a Torah background, are not considered Mumer and can be included in the Erev that's made in a city. Certainly, everybody agrees that someone who's a tinuk shenishba is not considered like a mumer. That means if somebody was raised in a time and in a place where there is no Jewish education, where there are no other religious Jews, even the Mishnah Berurah, the Paiskim say, would agree, is considered a tinuk shenishba. The Chazon Ish goes on to say that even if somebody grows up or lives amongst Jews, so it's hard to say that he should be considered a Tinik Shenishba. He is exposed to an Orthodox Jewish way of life. He says still that Chazon Ish says a very bechidish, that since we don't know how to properly give Teichacha, we don't know how to properly convey the message of a Torah way of life. And that's why it could be that even such individuals are not considered, are considered Tinik Shenishbas. It's a very bechidish of the Chazon Ish. Certainly, the Paiskim can point out, an individual who was a Shanu Pirish, an individual who learned and then left the way of Torah, it's very difficult to consider such an individual a Tinik Shenishba. There's a very bechidish that the Beis Yosef says in the name of the Balam Iter, that one is not considered a Mechal Shabbos only if he's Mechal Shabbos in working b'avoydas karka, working on the ground. But anything else is not considered a Mechal Shabbos. So there's a very big discussion amongst the Paiskim, including the contemporary Paiskim, about people who are not observant in their lifestyle, what is their status? There's a tshuva in the Binyan Tzion. He says that you have individuals that are mechal Shabbos. They come to shul, they try to follow Shabbos, but they still go to work, they can't control themselves, or they go to entertainment on Shabbos. He says Hamachmer, Lahachshiv. He says somebody's machmer that considers them like a mumer, and that if they touch wine, the wine is asr, tavla bracha. But then he continues, Oichen, gam lemakilim yesh lemamash yismachu. Even if you're more lenient, you have what to be lenient about. Imloish mavur lanu, shiyadei din shabbos, unless we could be certain that this person is familiar with all of the hilcha shabbos, umei is ponav l'chala b'fnei asar miyisrael yachad. Shezek vade gumar, that individual is a mumer v'negiyas sheinei asar. And the Beis Yitzchak also quotes the Binyan Tzion, as does the Stei Chemed, although I saw that the Minchas Elazar in Chelek Aleph Simen Ayin Dalid is Machmer. On the other hand, the Paiskim, Ramosha, as we said earlier, takes a more lenient approach. If the person can't control himself, he feels that if he won't work on Shabbos, he won't have Parnasa. Maybe there is room to be more makel. The Minchas Yitzchak also says that if we see that the person is not Mechal Shabbos with a deraisa, and he doesn't do it with a chutzpah, we could be maybe a little more lenient in how we treat him. On the other hand, even though in that shuv in Chelek Evan Ezer, Ramosha takes a more lenient approach, there's another shuv that I saw for Ramosha in Chelek Yerudeya, Chelek Beis, Simen Gimel, where he was asked about a shoychet who carries on Shabbos, that Ramosha says that individual is considered a Mechal Shabbos and should be removed from his position. And Ramosha says, even if he does it Betzina, but we know for sure that he's Mechal Shabbos Betzina, such an individual is considered a Mechal Shabbos, even if he's Mechal Shabbos only in a Drabonon. He says such an individual doesn't anymore have namonis. Furthermore, he says that even if the Shoichet says that it's not he who's Mechal Shabbos, it's his wife who's Mechal Shabbos, he says it doesn't make a difference. If he lives with such a woman, his namonis is weakened, and he cannot be considered a person that we could use to be as a shaykhet. Another shayla that I saw Ramosha discusses, this is in Chelek Evan Ezer, Simen Beis Sifchof, regarding a cipher who's a chazan in a shul, and the shul was originally an Orthodox shul, and then the shul took off the mechitza, and he says that he's keeping his job just because this is what he needs for a panasa, and that's why he davens in the shul that doesn't have mechitza, that has a microphone. But he says that he's makbid on all the other hilchos Shabbos. Ramosha says, and now the question is, can such an individual be used as a cipher? So Ramosha takes a strict approach, and he says that he should not be used as a cipher. Furthermore, I saw a tshuva from the Marshag in Yerudeya Simen Chei Chav Hei Oisvav. If you have an individual, a very bechidish, that's a mechal Shabbos, he's a mechal Shabbos beferesia, but we see that he does treat Shabbos with some level of respect. For example, he says this is a person that smokes cigarettes, but he's careful on Shabbos not to smoke cigarettes. This is an individual that prepares all his food from before Shabbos. So even though he's a Mechal Shabbos, and he's a Mechal Shabbos b'Feresya, since he shows respect to Hilchos Shabbos on some level, says the Mashag, a very Bechidish, that he's already not considered a Mumah L'Chalat HaRakula. So now we have a very interesting situation. We have an individual, certainly there are some individuals, the Gemara says so, that are in the category of a mumer. And the question is, such an individual cannot do bittul rishus, as the Gemara clearly says, as the Shulchan Aruch we learned clearly says. Such an individual cannot participate in the Erev. But the question is, so what do we do if we have such individuals living in our neighborhood? So we learned in our previous Shurim, in the previous Gemara, on Daf Samach Dalet, that the Gemara speaks about Schiris, that we could do Schiris. So the question is Schiris an option by a Mumer? So the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Beis, Sif Gimel, says, Im Eina Rovot Silvatlam Rishusai, if Bittul Rishus is not an option, Elalaskiris, Schiris is the only option. Yesh Oim Shemoyel Kaboy Bittul. Sram Rishonim hold that Schiris is effective by a Mumer, just like Bittul is. Yesh Oim Shemoyel. And some say that it's not effective. And it's really a Machloikus Rishonim. The Rosh says that Schiris is effective even by a Jew. The Maram Rottenberg says that Schiris is not effective by an irreligious Jew. By a Jew. The Magen Avraham and the Karban Asanel say that even according to Maram Rottenberg, that says that Schiris is not effective, that's only if you want to do Schiris on Shabbos. That we learned in our parak that Schiris on Shabbos would be effective. But if we want to do schiris on during the week, then it's effective. The Taz and the Machzor Shekel disagree, and they say that schiris is not effective at all. And the way the Mefarshim explained this machlokes, it goes back to an issue that we've discussed in previous shiur. And that is, what did Chazal mean to do with Schiris? Did Chazal mean to say that even though Diras Akum Loishma Dira, that the Dira of an Akum is not considered a Dira, Chazal were Machmer that it should be considered a Dira, and once Chazal were Makvid that it should be considered a Dira, Chazal said that the way to take care of it is through Schiris. If that's the case, then just like by an Akum, Schiris is a valid option, so too Schiris will be a valid option by a Yisrael. If, however, we learn that Chazal wanted us to separate from the Akum, and therefore Chazal said, you can't do Erev, you can't do Bittul Rishus, you can only do Schiris, and as the Gemara explained, the Akum is not going to want to do Schiris, because they're going to be concerned, what does the Schiris represent? So that means that Schiris is a special rule that was said strictly by Akum and not by Yisrael. And therefore, by Yisrael, Schiris will not be an option. The Mishnah Brura in Simen Shin Pei, Sif Gotten, Yud Gimel, paskins that you can do Schiris as long as it's done during the week. And so too is the opinion of the Chazon Ish and the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Furthermore, even though we learned at the beginning of a perek that when you do schiris from an akum, you could do the schiris even bepachis mishava pruta, here, when you're doing schiris from a Yisrael, you can't do it with pachis mishava pruta. The Gemara that we discussed in a previous shir on Daf Samach Dalid Amud Aleph taught us that if the Akum does not want to participate in a Schiris, the Gemara says, gave us the option of Schira V'Lakitai. Now the question is, if this heter of Schira V'Lakitai, an option by a Yisrael as well. So really, it's connected to a Machloikis Rishonim that we discussed in our previous Shurim. In our previous Shurim, we said, what does it mean when you use a Schira V'Lakitai? Does Schira V'Lakitai mean that the Jew who's the Schira V'Lakitai, so he's a Jew, will be given Erech? Or is the Schira V'Lakitai going to have to participate in Schiris because he's considered an extension of the Akum who owns this house? So, if we say that the Schira V'Lakitai has to be participate in an Erev, then it could be that the din of Schiris wasn't said by a Yisrael. Schira V'Lakitai wasn't said by Yisrael. But if we say, as the Rambam paskened, that Schira V'Lakitai has to do Schiris, so we see that Schira V'Lakitai is even applicable by a Jew, because the Jew is now doing the Schiris. So from here we see that Schira V'Lakitai would be applicable even by a Jew. And actually, that it is a machloikis rishonim, if schira lakitai is applicable, if the het of schira lakitai is applicable by a Jew, because now we have a very fundamental issue. We live amongst Jews who are not actually participating in the Erev. So if they're religious Jews, they could participate in the Erev even if they don't actively participate in the Erev, because somebody makes the Erev on behalf of all the Jews in the house, all the Jews in the town, and he's mezakeh them. But that's only if you have a Jew who is religious and can participate in an Erev. But if you have a Jew who's a mumah l'chil Shabbos and can't participate in the Erev, even if we'll learn that Schiris works by a Jew, although the Maram Rattenberg says it doesn't, we're paskin like the Rosh, or like the Magen Avraham, like the Mishnah Berura, we have a question, does Schir V'Lakitai work by a Jew? The Ran paskins and the Mordechai paskins that if Schir V'Lakitai works by a Jew as well. And so does the Meiri. And therefore, the Paiskin paskin that if you have Jews in the community, that what you should do is, you should make an Erev and have in mind all the Jews who are able to participate in the Erev, that this Erev should be effective for them. On the other hand, any Jew who the Erev can't be effective for, so if he's a mumer, then we certainly could treat him like an Akum, and Schiris will work. If we're not quite certain, we have the Erev if he is considered a full-fledged Jew, and we have the Schiris, even with the Schir V'Lakitai. I saw that the Shalz Tshuvas Avni Nezer, Arichayim Simen Memhei, and the Badei HaShulchan, the Ketzayis HaShulchan, says that way, and so does the Maram Shik, and so does the Betzel HaChachma, all of them paskin that we can rely on Schiris from Yisrael, and not only can we rely on Schiris from Yisrael, but we can even rely on the Schira V'Lakitai of a Yisrael.